It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Yo-Yo Ma began playing the cello at the age of 4. Now at 57, he's received numerous Grammy Awards, the National Medal of Arts and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Joan Anderman from the New York Times asked him what is different in his life and work from when he was in his 20s and today. What I came up with at age 49, he said, is I realized of all things I'm interested in, the thing I'm most interested in is figuring out what makes people tick. And I realized that music is such a great way to investigate why people do what they do. When you're in your 20s, you want to do it all yourself. And the great thing about being in your 50s is I'm super aware of one, if not two, generations of people that are younger. And their concepts of the world, the future, the language, thinking patterns are all very different from mine. I'm still really curious and I still love to perform and get my hands dirty, but I get such a huge thrill, maybe even a greater thrill, from seeing other younger people doing things. So the sense of joy or satisfaction has expanded. Multiple studies have linked music study to academic achievement. But what is it about serious music training that seems to correlate with success in other fields? The connection isn't a coincidence. In a recent article in the New York Times, author Joanne Lippman put the question to top flight professionals in industries from tech to finance to media, all of whom had serious past lives or present lives as musicians. Almost all of them made a connection between their music training and their professional achievements. Many high achievers told her music opened up the pathways to creative thinking. And their experiences suggest that music training sharpens other qualities like collaboration, the ability to listen, a way of thinking that weaves together disparate ideas, the power to focus on the present and the future simultaneously. Microsoft's Paul Allen says music reinforces your confidence in the ability to create. Even in the early days of Microsoft, he would pick up his guitar at the end of marathon days of programming. Music was the emotional analog to his day job, with each channeling a different type of creative impulse. Writer and director Woody Allen, who plays clarinet with a jazz band, told Lippman, "I don't have a particularly good ear at all or a particularly good sense of timing. If you want to play at all, you have to practice. I have to practice every single day to be as bad as I am. I will say, quite unexpectedly, it enriched my life tremendously." Joanne Lippman is a co-author with Melanie Kupchinski of the book Strings Attached, One Tough Teacher and the Gift of Great Expectations. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join me every Sunday at noon for the Mozart Buffet, coming right up. An hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix NHD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University. Good afternoon. It's just past noon and time for the Mozart Buffet here on KBOC at the Heart of the Arts. It's an hour of great music from the 18th century with Mozart and some of his companions, friends, contemporaries, people who are part of that musical world in the 18th century, and some of the stories and factoids behind their music and their lives. Comes to you every week at noon on Sunday here on KBOC at the Heart of the Arts. And we'll start the buffet off today, continuing with the KBOC Top 100 Most Wanted Classical Music Countdown. It's the Clarinet Concerto by Mozart, coming in at number 18 on the Classical Countdown. Here's Sabina Meyer playing clarinet on the KBOC Mozart Buffet.